It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The possibility of the Saudis buying an NFL team. We'll explore that coming up in about 20 minutes from now. It is a Meat Friday. Pulled pork sandwiches, baked green chili mac and cheese. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. The recipes, all available, danpatrick.com. Everything that we cook on the Traeger grills. 877-3DP-SHOW email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. A little football to talk about. We watched some softball last night. Oklahoma went back-to-back-to-back, winning national championships, lost only one game. The Panthers, Florida has 7 overtime wins this postseason, tied for the second most in a single postseason. Only the Montreal Canadiens in 1993 with 10 had more. That's 10 straight overtime playoff games that the Panthers have won. Stat of the Day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. You can stream the original story of basketball superhero LeBron James, a young LeBron, and his best friends as they compete to become the number one high school team in America, Shooting Stars, streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Are we going to go with a new poll question for hour two and recap hour one, if you can, see?
We put up two, actually, for hour one, Dan. We said tonight the Miami Heat will go down 3-1 to the Nuggets or even the series at 2-2. Man, the people loving the Nuggets. Every time we put up a poll question, who's going to win Nuggets Heat, it's always the Nuggets. They got 68% of the vote going up 3-1.
I had somebody who works for the league office and said, you know, everybody talked about the Miami Heat and all these undrafted players. And then if you're watching them play during the finals, you know why they are undrafted players. And I was like, that
is mean-spirited.
Mean-spirited. But they did get to the finals with these undrafted players. But the Miami Heat are 3.5-point underdogs at home. Yes, Marvin?
If you're a guy that's on the brink of making the NBA and you're like in summer league, are you saying, you know what, if four NBA players, four guys from the Miami Heat can be undrafted free agents, why can't I make it? Isn't he like just giving some guys some hope?
Well, I guess. I mean, most of these guys already have hope. I don't think they need it. I mean, they might see that I can make a roster because these guys got an opportunity. But how many teams have the front office acumen that Miami does to be able to look at these players and bring them in and take undrafted players? Very few. Yes, Marv.
They don't have that culture.
No, Heat culture.
God, I hate that now.
Okay, what's worse, Heat culture, Patriot way?
Oh, that's old school. You're really digging one up.
Hour two poll question. Nailed it.
You want to go with that one? What bothers you more, Heat culture or Patriot way? I would say,
do we throw in trust the process too?
Are we still trusting the, is there a process?
Well, now everybody's trusting the process.
And I keep hearing whether this is going to, you know, come to fruition. You know, would the Phoenix Suns entertain James Harden? Would the Phoenix Suns be able to acquire Damian Lillard? And I, if I'm Portland, I just, like, what would I get out of Phoenix if Dame Lillard? It all sounds like, you know, fun fantasy league trades. I'll give you, I always say, you know, is anything based in reality here? James Harden could join Phoenix because you don't have to give up anything. Dame Lillard, you're going to have to give up a lot, and you don't have a lot, unless you say, hey, would you guys like DeAndre Ayton? Oh, the guy that you don't like and want to get rid of? Sure. Why not? But that's what I'm curious about with basketball, with free agency. And James Harden, it still feels like if he's going to play basketball, he wants to play basketball in Houston. I don't know if there's any other play. Because you don't have a chance to win. And he's going to – he'll be one of those guys on the list where you go, yeah, he never won a title. Yes, Marv.
Play basketball in Houston or live in Houston?
Well, I think it's live, but play, if you know what I mean.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Player.
Yeah, play. Yes. Yes, Todd.
Harden Durant reunion, cool, not so great.
I don't know.
What do you make of that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And Kevin Durant deleted his tweet about the Joker, where he made him human. He just said, you know what he likes to do? He likes to go home and sit by the pool, and he likes to watch his horses. And then he deleted the tweet, and I'm going, what? That's an awesome tweet. The fact that Joker doesn't go out, he, you know, loves his wife, he goes home, he wants to see his horses and sit by the pool. I'm like, all right, I could see that. That's pretty good. Yeah, Paulie?
Well, I don't see the offense there. It seems like a compliment.
Yes, I think...
Did he offend the horses in some fashion?
I don't know.
They have nothing going on?
Swimming pools. I don't know, but I thought... That's a pretty cool thing that he just goes home and chills. Yes, Marv.
Love your wife. Let me delete that. That's not the NBA way.
Oh, and I feel, you know, for Zion Williamson, it's like, come on down. It's you know, this happened to Tiger, where all of a sudden it was ollie income free, and you know, Zion going through some things.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yes. He's going through a lot of
Guy should be on house arrest.
Yeah.
Just lock it down for a moment, man.
Yeah. L.A. work, New Orleans work, just work.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere except the basketball
He's
court.
He's like 22, man. Just protect your cash.
Yeah, I know. You had one who was saying, where is my really, really, really expensive watch? It's like Richard Mille.
Richard Mille.
Yeah. It is. That's a, you know, those are $500,000 watches.
Get her a Timex, if you know what I mean. $49 Timex.
Yeah.
Works the same.
No, it's called Timex. Wait, and that's Timex. No. It's Timex. It's very expensive.
Timex. Oh, an accent. Throw an accent in there.
An accent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Marv.
That was Team XXX.
Oh,
the way he's playing it.
Whoa. Yeah.
See, these gender reveals, when was the last one that went right? Zion does one. He announces he's having a baby, and then it's like open season.
Yeah.
Tell a couple people you're having a kid.
You know what my favorite gender reveals are? The one where the guy's standing there with like a baseball bat or a wiffle ball bat and he's going to hit it. And then wife throws the pitch and he takes the pitch and it smashes on the ground.
Well, he's got a good eye. He's trying to wait for his pitch.
Yeah, hey, idiot, you got to hit it, dude. Takes the pitch and he's got, you know, pink powder all over his sneakers.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I don't think I would have done a gender reveal. If I was just having kids. Well, knowing my wife, we wouldn't, but... No. Would I want to do something and be creative? Probably not.
Let's say you had to do one now. Let's say for whatever reason, we were all 28 years old and the wife said, we're doing one. You make it happen. You produce it. Would you do the, you know, like a bottle rocket in the sky? And
No, those things go wrong.
But colossally wrong.
Yes. All of a sudden it goes right into a neighbor's yard or something. Next thing you know, a house is aflame. Yes, Marv.
I think the easiest way, if I were doing one, you get a cake, you tell the bakery, hey, this is what we're having. You cut the cake. Oh, it's blue or it's pink. I think that's the easiest way where you just can't mess it up.
Okay. I was thinking that we used to have a guy who worked here, and I think he jumped out of cakes, and I would probably have him jump out with either a pink Speedo on or a blue Speedo.
Hot.
What do you think about that?
Right.
Remember the guy we had who worked here, and he
went to like bachelorette parties. Yes, as the
he man. Was the he was the entertainment,
the entertainment, the beefcake.
Yes, I never knew that. Until he left, and I go, wait, and he talks about it.
I knew it because I knew him before he worked here.
How did you keep that from me, Paulie? That's content.
Yeah, that's my bad. He asked me not to bring it up early, and for some reason, I listened.
And then I brought it up to him. I go, I didn't know that you used to jump out of cakes. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And I just thought, okay.
Ritzy jumps into cakes.
I do.
This guy jumps out.
That's not exactly what they hire me for.
All
right.
That's the wrong thing. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. What's the possibilities if the Saudis wanted to buy an NFL team? We'll have that story for you coming up in a little bit. Steve Sands, our good buddy from Golf Channel, will join us. See if he can come up with some of the answers here. Because there are a lot of questions with the Live Tour, and we don't have many answers here. Dustin in South Dakota leads us off hour two. Hi, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. Let's see. 6'1", 226 kids. Hey, with all this Live, PGA, USGA, there's so many different tours in golf. Kind of gets me thinking about boxing. And I don't know the history of boxing very well, but seems like there's like four or five heavyweight championship belts, and until somebody like Mike Tyson or Lennox Lewis comes along and ties them together, it's just hard to follow. And I figured with your history, you maybe could give me a quick rundown or shoot me to the right place.
Well, I think it's going to come under one roof. And I remember covering the WBO, the WBA, the WBC, the IBF, all of these. And Don King and Bob Arum, they were geniuses. They created, it was business. They were creating faux title matches. And then all of a sudden Tyson came to town, and then that changed. It was like, anybody want to fight Mike? No. All right, you're the heavyweight king of the world. And then Mike ran into Vander Holyfield and Lennox Lewis, and then that all dissipated. Yes.
They just hand me the title, then I had to earn it. You're making it sound like you just gave me the belt. That's not exactly what happened.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
I always thought boxing would be way better if there was one governing body, and they had like six weight classes. They don't need 15 weight classes. If you just had like...
No, you do, because that's business. You're fighting for titles. Everybody loves when a title's at stake.
Man.
So they would have even more weight classes.
It's too splintered, though. It's hard to follow.
But they want a title fight. It doesn't matter if, you know, you're fighting in the 134 division.
The IBFF belt.
They want to have as many title fights. And this is what Don King and Bob Arum did brilliantly. It's like, and I was covering boxing back then, a lot of boxing matches. And I just remember, it's like, wait, there's another title fight? Wait, what is this? It's the IBF.
Did you ever sit ringside, like right ringside?
Once.
Did you get blood on you?
No.
Spit?
It was Tyson... And it was Joe Frazier's son, Marvis Frazier.
So you,
it
you
didn't
left
last
your,
long.
You left your car running?
It didn't last long. And I remember sitting with the actor Danny Aiello and Matt Dillon, not Matt Damon, Matt Dillon. And it didn't last long at all. And I got a chance to sit ringside there. There was an opportunity for blood or spit. Yes, Todd.
I know how you talk about the NFL when you're really close. It's like a car crash. One time in L.A., I saw an Oscar De La Hoya fight, and what you see on TV is definitely drastically different. When you're up close and you're really seeing their faces swell up and the sound of it and the blood, it is a lot more jarring than watching a boxing on TV.
Jarring. Yeah. The sound of when a punch lands. Whoo. Man. And these guys talk about, you know, baseball players talk about hitting a home run. They don't feel anything. When boxers land a punch and it's a perfect punch, they don't. The other guy feels something, but it's just perfect. And you hear those sounds. And I remember Tyson was hitting, he was giving body blows. Now, the fight didn't last long at all, but you could just hear him hitting and you could hear something audible coming from, you know, Marvis Frazier. It's like, oh! And you're going, I mean, I can't imagine what that, I don't care what kind of shape you're in, to take those body blows from Tyson, and then all of a sudden, you know that the left is coming, and you're going down in a fetal position. Yeah, Pauline.
Fritzy's last question lasted longer than the fight, Mike Tyson versus Marvis Frazier.
By about 7 seconds.
The fight went 30 seconds, yeah, and it barely went that long. He was crumpled in the corner. I'm looking for you in the crowd. It's standard definition, hard to find you, but they only have one shot.
And then I also went to the Michael Spinks fight with Mike Tyson, and that didn't last long either. And that's, I always look at the guy who was fighting Tyson. I think that may have gone 97. And Michael Spinks was a really good fighter. He just never should have fought as a heavyweight. And I'm watching, so bell rings, and I just stare at Michael Spinks. And you can just see, God, this is going to hurt. And, you know, if you could have said, Mike, you're going to take one punch and you're out and you got, you know, $8 million, would you do it? And he probably would say, yep. Because that's just about what happened. It was like, oh, my God. And Tyson, you know, he'd be no robe on. He would just have his trunks and his, you know, black shoes on. And ding, boom, out. And then all of a sudden, you could see Michael Spinks is in trouble. Yes, Pauline.
I almost feel bad for people who didn't see Tyson in his prime, 84, 85, 86, 87. It's hard to understand because, like, you go watch Michael Jordan highlights and you hear the stories. But to what a figure he was in sports, what an event it was when he fought, and how you had to, like, make sure you're there for round one or you're missing it. He's one of the more unique athletes ever.
Yeah, first time I met him was 1986, and I went to the Catskills, and Cus D'Amato's house. Cus had passed away, but his wife was still there, and Mike was living there. And Teddy Atlas was involved with Mike. But you'd go to those events, and you know, the undercard was always good because that was going to last a little bit longer. But when Mike came in, it was if he was on a clock. You know, there was a pitch clock in baseball and there's a punch clock. It's like, how long do you need, Mike? 30 seconds. Well, go ahead, Todd. How much time would he need?
I probably need just about 11 or 12 seconds.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
Did you see how my eyes would go back and forth? I'd scare the crap out of them when they bring us together and give us the rules. I just go look back and forth. And
right,
I can see his soul.
All righty, Todd. Yeah, Paul.
I just went back and watched the Marvis Frazier fight three times. And then I saw the Tyson-Trevor Burbick fight, which was also was pretty quick. Burbick gave him two rounds. Tyson starts coming out of his corner before the bell hits. Like he can't be held back.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And they did a wonderful job at getting opponents for Mike that he could. It's like Ronda Rousey. You thought nobody can beat Ronda Rousey. And I thought, well, if somebody can punch, box, they can beat Ronda Rousey. And that's what was her name? Holmes? Holly Holmes? Holly Holm? She could punch.
And yes, kick.
And the thing with Tyson was, if you could last three rounds, then you could beat him. Because then he had to box, and Mike wasn't a great boxer. He was just a great puncher. Yeah, Mark.
Is the Buster Douglas fight the biggest upset of all time?
Well, I think because of the odds. I think it was 42-1 odds. But I think that Buster Douglas was a better boxer than Mike. And he was bigger than Mike, and he had reach on Mike. It was you just had to survive. And if you could those first couple of rounds, that's when it always felt like panic. And panic's not fair to Mike. You know, concern or doubt maybe set in a little bit of, now I got a box. That's why Holyfield beat him. I mean, Holyfield was just a better boxer, smarter.
That was truly shocking, though. The Buster Douglas.
Yeah. It was in Japan, too. But once it happened, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're going, oh, my God. Because Mike is looking for his mouthpiece. And you're thinking, never in a million years would you think Mike would be on the ground on the canvas looking for his mouthpiece, and he's out. Yes, Marv.
That is a devastating knockout, too. I mean, he hit him on the way down. Yeah. I was like, whoo.
And Buster was really, that was the highlight of his career. But it was a big highlight there. Yeah, Paul.
If you remember the Spinks-Tyson fight, I think, what year was that? Maybe 91, Dan? Does it sound right? 90, 91? On the undercard was Buster Douglas. That's the first time a lot of people, I remember seeing him fight that night. He fought a guy named Mike Williams and TKO'd him, and they liked Buster Douglas, his performance, and so they said, that's a good one for Mike down the road.
But didn't Buster spar with Mike Tyson?
I got to check on that.
For some reason, I thought that they had they had been in the ring together before.
That fight, the Douglas Tyson fight, was on the same night as the NBA Slam Dunk Contest. I think it was one where Rex Chapman was doing the behind the back stuff. And so we were in a bar and it was on two different TVs. And all of a sudden people started turning towards the Tyson fight.
Let's take a break here. I got some questions to ask Andrew Brandt. He's the former Packer executive. And he wrote an article about the NFL. Would they be open for business with the Saudis? And he had some interesting comments. So he'll join us coming up here next. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. King's Hawaiian, Slider Sunday. We couldn't wait for Sunday last week, so we had to have Slider Sunday on Friday. We break the rules around here. And then I was telling the Danettes, I was thinking about the Philly cheesesteak slider. Now, no, I was thinking about that. We already have the menu today that Tyler has us with the pulled pork sandwiches. But the Philly cheesesteak slider, and they have the thinly sliced steak, green peppers, onions, and then provolone. It's the OG. King's Hawaiian, the original sweet roll, and you love the great twist on the classic sandwich. They have all of your recipe inspirations here. Yes, Eden.
They work great for pulled pork.
Yes, they well, they do.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah, we have plenty of buns out there.
Yeah, we sure do.
King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a Slider Sunday, unless you can't wait until Sunday. Go to your local store, pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy Slider Sunday. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you had a Mountain Dew in a while?
It hasn't, actually. I actually haven't in a while.
Oh, my God. When you used to drink those, and I go, Todd.
I know. I drink a lot less. And now I'm all about Hawaiian Punch.
You can't. I know, but it's still all that sugar.
I'm joking. I did have a Hawaiian Punch, though, which I spent like $7 on in one of those, you know, when I was getting gas in my car, and I just wanted to drink it. I'm like, oh, Hawaiian Punch. Haven't had that in
Intelligence
a while.
Runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more. MBUSA. Fox.com. Update the poll results, if you can, Seton, from hour two.
We actually had a listener just send in a very mean-spirited poll question. Oklahoma is now a football school or softball school.
Oh, man.
That is just... And I checked, they're not from Texas either, which is just even more shocking.
Assault.
Wow.
Yikes.
Football school or softball school?
Wow. Fair question.
It would have been great if he was from Texas, though, to send that in.
Oh. Yeah.
Or Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
That would have been good, too.
Yeah. We threw up there, actually, a snarky, which is worse, Heat culture, Patriot, or the Patriot way. This is a layup, though. Patriot way is crushing, 76%.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anybody hates the Heat,
no.
But there are a lot of people who do not like the Patriots and the Patriot way.
Yeah.
Andrew Brandt, former Packer executive, host of Business of Sports podcast and a columnist, and had a recent column where he talked about, could we see the Saudi investment group buy a team in the NFL? Andrew joins us on that topic. Let me start there. We had Commissioner Silver on yesterday talking about, could the Saudis buy a team in the NBA? Michael Jordan, I think his team is up for sale, or he's talked about that. And the commissioner said you have to have a singular person. You can't have a group buy an NBA team. Could you walk us through the process if the Saudis say, we're going to spend $10 billion, we want to buy this football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, good to be with you, Dan. That's probably not going to happen anytime soon. The NFL, like the NBA, requires sort of a person. I've been to NFL meetings for 10 years, and they want that person representing the team, and that has to have 30% of these total values. My point is, in talking and writing about this over the last week, is that franchise values are skyrocketing, as we know. It's extraordinary what the numbers are. In the NFL, 4 years ago, the Panthers, $2.2 billion. Last year, the Broncos, $4 billion. And now we got the Commanders at $6.05 billion. At some point, the NFL and the NBA are going to have to adjust their rules about ownership and taking institutional money. Now, institutional money could mean private equity, which is allowed in these leagues, except for the NFL. But now we talk about the Saudis. What just happened in golf shows the unlimited resources that they have, Dan. You've seen this. I mean, the problem for the PGA was not that it was Saudi, that not what it was anything to do with morals. The problem is they had unlimited resources. They weren't going away. It wasn't the AFL, wasn't the USFL, wasn't the XFL. They could buy them, and they did. And we can talk about that. But the NFL relaxing their rules on this kind of wealth funds could happen. I mean, I think we're seeing this toehold. I think the golf deal this week is a first step. I think now there's maybe credibility is too strong a word, Dan, but now there's this feeling, okay, they're in golf. Qatar hosted the World Cup. They're in Formula One. They're in Newcastle United. It's not a stretch to see them get in the core four American sports, even the NFL.
Well, it takes me back to when the commissioners would all say in unison, no sports team will be in Vegas.
Yeah.
And we see what's happening now, and there'll be an NBA franchise in Vegas. You already have the Raiders there, the Oakland A's looking to move there. But what sport do you see as maybe next for this Saudi investment group to try to purchase, get involved with?
Yeah, it's interesting. I know you had Silver on yesterday. He had those comments, but I do think it's that one. They have relaxed their rules to allow for sovereign wealth funds. And sovereign wealth funds could include the public investment fund in Saudi Arabia. It can't anytime soon. But yeah, when we talk about NBA franchises getting to $3 billion, getting to $4 billion, the Phoenix Suns, Matt Ishbia, there's only a cadre of multi-billionaires out there to do this. Let me tell you this, Dan. The Commanders, Josh Harris, of course, he owns the Sixers. He owns the Devils. He's still, you know, they're still vetting him, and there's issues with all these other. I know a person in D.C. I'm from there, and a well-to-do guy, and he said, I got a prospectus. They basically wanted $100 million for, you know, I could get good tickets. I mean, what is he going to get out of $100 million? And it's not a lot. So I think at some point they're going to look to resources beyond this. And we can talk about sports washing, but this is desensitizing this whole thing.
What is next for LIV and PGA Tour? and how much involvement will the Saudis have as we move forward?
You know, I think this is the debate that I talk about all the time in business of sports. It's the money versus the control. I think Jay Monahan did a deal where he maintains a level of control as whatever he's going to be, commissioner, CEO, having people on his board. But they got the money. They, meaning the Saudi Public Investment Fund, worth $700 billion. They are the sole investor, and they have a right of first refusal over any other investor. And I don't think I or other people are being hyperbolic when they say they bought golf. And the money is going to eventually have a lot of control. Perception is Jay Monahan retains control. There's still a PGA, but there's a to-be-formed entity owned by the Saudis. And that's reality from what we know about the deal terms. And I think that's extraordinary. I think their infiltration into golf in one fell swoop is extraordinary.
We're talking to Andrew Brandt, and he's the host of Business of Sports podcast. What's Aaron Rodgers making with the Jets?
You know, this hasn't been worked out. I mean, he's got basically $100 million over 2 years. We've heard that he's deferred the bonus of $60 million to next year, but we haven't seen details of that. The bottom line is $101 million over the next 2 years. By the way, the Packers offloaded that for a player that was never going to play for them again, so good on them. But he'll make it. The question is when and how. And to me, that sort of opens up the question, will he play next year? Because if he doesn't, there's all that guaranteed money, but that's for next year.
But I was bringing this up on the show recently. Let's say the next big salary. Like, what sport is going to have that salary where you go, like Shohei Ohtani, it might be a $600 million contract. And then he would be, maybe it's a 10-year, $600 million. So that's $60 million a year. When are we going to broach, in what sport, somebody making $100 million a year?
Well, if they go to the Saudi league.
Well, okay. Point made.
You know, Lionel Messi turned down 3 years, $1.5 billion or something like that to go to Miami. But, you know, you see the creep. Let's talk about the sport I talk about most, football. You see the slow creep with Jalen Hurts at 51 and Lamar Jackson at 52, although there's structural issues with those deals that don't make them, quote, real in the later years. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, I think we're going to creep up to that $60 million mark in football. But football teams have an ability to get out of these contracts that other players don't. I think, you know, when we see Damian Lillard making $60 million in the NBA, it's real. I mean, we see future salaries out years for Russell Westbrook at 50-something, an out year for, you know, even Karl Towns is going to have an out year at $60 million in a couple of years. So you see where that's going when you only have this limited number of players making that.
Could you see Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah.
If he lives up to the billing. He's 18. By the time, you know, he's 30, could he be making $100 million a year?
I think he could. I think we could have a $300 million cap in the NBA for 15 players. So I think that could happen. Now we're at a cap, an apron of $180 million for 15 players, and teams are going above that.
Yeah.
So I think that could happen. And then you talk about Ohtani and baseball. You know, what's striking to me in baseball, Dan, is the length. Trey Turner, 4 years. Bryce Harper, 11. That's guaranteed. That's not going anywhere. That's Saudi-like.
I wanted to ask you about Kyler Murray. I've been critical of the Cardinals that they jumped the gun, and I was like, you didn't need to, but they did, and now they're stuck with this. But now you start to get the sense, if Arizona is going to be as bad as we think they are, they're going to have the number one pick overall, and you got Caleb Williams there. How does Arizona get out of that Kyler Murray contract?
Well, you know what I always say, these NFL contracts are really 2 years and we'll see. You know, we'll see if we want to keep you. What's so ironic about Kyler is he was drafted a year after they took a number one pick as quarterback, Josh Rosen. Mm. So it could happen again. Listen, I totally believe they jumped the gun. We saw a year ago all these sort of snarky tweets from his agent, and he was playing for peanuts as a starter for 3 years. they kowtow to him, and now they're going to deal with it. Hopefully that he's going to live up to that and get the next bump when they bring in new talent next year. But this looks like a rough year for that team.
Yeah, but I don't think that he's going to be healthy enough to put up those numbers where you go, yep, he's our guy. And if I'm Arizona and I can, you know, reset the clock with my quarterback, you know, they may have the top two picks in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll have some guaranteed money next year, but it's offset guarantee. So if he goes to another team, that comes off their financial bill. But the way that the NFL is going, yeah, they move on from these quarterbacks that don't hit it big early. You know, look at the Jets, of course.
I know that you're following the gambling in the NFL. Are these players, are they up to speed on what they can and can't do? And if they are they just choosing to, you know, be naive or ignorant?
Yeah, I mean, the Isaiah Rodgers thing is the latest. It's hard to see him playing again. If they gave a year for Calvin Ridley, you know, what are they going to do for a guy with repeated gambling? And listen, this is going to sound like I'm defending these players. I'm not. But it's in your face.
You know.
DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars is the NFL sponsor. I mean, they can't go anywhere without media. I'm Business of Sports podcast, sponsored by DraftKings. Let me, full disclosure. I can understand players with the mixed message, like, wait a minute, I can't do that? Like, I can't do that? I can't do it on my app? And I'm not defending it. But the bottom line is, you're right. The teams have to do a better job of doing this. You know, when I was with the Packers, we were called on the carpet by the NFL because our players were in the media saying, you know, they were going to give our defensive backs, we're going to give our defensive line some DVDs or gift certificates if they held Adrian Peterson under 100 yards. I mean, we got called on the carpet for that.
Oh, boy.
And now, you know, gambling. So it's the biggest sea change in the world of sports in the last 5 years. I mean, this was taboo. The NFL fought this in court for 10 years. Tony Romo couldn't do a fantasy football convention.
Yeah, remember that.
You know? And look where we are, Vegas, in your face. But yeah, players can't. It's very simple, and that will be hammered home in these meetings.
Great to talk to you again, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Take care.
Andrew Brandt, making us smarter, former Packers executive and host of Business of Sports. Let's take a break. Got a lot of phone calls to get to. Steve Sands from Golf Channel will join us coming up next hour. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems more like a fun, kitschy children's song at the time, but who knows?
That's what I thought. And then all of a sudden you have an older brother who sets you straight.
Who can take a quaalude?
That's not the word.
That's
not the word.
That is not a lyric.
He's talking about chocolate bars and lollipops.
That is not a lyric. That is not a lyric. Yes, Mark.
Take a little dropper, stick it in your eye.
Yes, Mark.
That's like the Elton John song Rocket Man. When I found out what that really was about, I was like, oh, all right.
Wait. Is it a sexual entendre?
No, he's on drugs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought he was in a state of arousal or something, so I got that wrong, too.
Who could take a quaalude?
Could snort some cocaine.
Well, the fourth line and fifth line of Rocket Man by Elton John are, I'm going to be high as a kite by then. That should have been a hint to us.
Hmm. Yeah, probably so.
High as a kite.
Yeah, but what is he saying? Yeah.
What does he mean by kite?
Yeah, but what does it mean?
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Happy Meat Friday, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. I believe this is probably the playlist that has the most songs that won't be heard at a Marvin family gathering for a cookout. I don't know. I just get that feeling that the Rat Pack's not really played there. But, hey, real quick, I'm glad to get back. I mean, I thought maybe the PGA Tour and LIV Tour merger had solved the gambling problem in the NFL because we hadn't heard about it for 3.5 days after it kind of coming out of the weekend. It was a big story. But anyways, I would like to hear, we talked about this for a little bit, how does Pauly reckon UFO sightings? If it's not the belief in another life form, and he has some questions about it, what does he do to make sense of it? And I'd like to hear that, but I do have a stat of the day if I could have some music.
All right.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
With 549 points, 241 rebounds, and 182 assists, the Joker, a.k.a. Jokic, now leads the Big Three statistics for the playoffs, which makes him the first player to do that in NBA history. That's your Kendrick Stat Padding Perkins stat of the day.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, when stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, that's when Kendrick Perkins was talking about the Joker pads his stats. And I go, you know what? There should be more players in the NBA trying to pad their stats that way. Dave in California. Good morning, Dave. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. My question is, you had a great interview with Adam Silver, and he said when you're interviewing people, if they don't answer questions, something sort of shut it down. About a month ago, I think it was Joe Mazzulla, a reporter asked him a question. He sort of sideswiped the question, and the interviewer said, you did not answer the question, coach. I've never heard that said to Belichick, Saban, Popovich. Why is that? Why are certain coaches treated that way? You know, Popovich at the quarter, never gives an answer. Why do those guys get passes from reporters?
Well, I think you want access, and you're worried about that access if you all of a sudden say, coach, you still didn't answer the question. And if you do that to Popovich or Saban or Belichick, I don't know what you'll get or not get out of them, but, you know, I think that there's – that's their home turf. You're coming into their building, and it's their press conference. And I think that they and plus they're up on a podium and they're looking down upon you. There's a power trip. Joe Mazzulla is a new guy. And I think that question was not with Joe Mazzulla. That was Nick Nurse, the 76er. Marvin just told me. Nick Nurse, that he didn't answer the question about James Harden. Dan in California. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm Todd, 5'10", granddad bod 225. I had a long commute into work this morning, and I caught the Adam Silver interview, and by himself, he's like the three best commissioners you've ever had on your show. and I, while I was on hold, I was listening, and I caught the last little bit of the Mike Tyson stories, and brings up one of my favorite lines of all time. Everyone has a plan. Until they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
78 days until Navy versus Notre Dame.
Yeah.
My wife has her Thank You Todd t-shirt that she's hoping to get autographed. I have my No Good But So Good t-shirt that I'd like Marvin to autograph.
Mm.
Any update on the plans?
We are working on it. We have not ruled it out. We hope to go to the Navy-Notre Dame game and maybe do our show over there for a couple of days. We are exploring options. Once I get something that is definitive one way or another, I'll let you know. It's been a little more challenging trying to get the right place, being able to do our show there. Just there's a lot of moving parts, but I promise once we get final confirmation one way or another, and I hope we're able to do it. We'd love to be able to go there and spend a couple of days in Dublin and then go see the Notre Dame game. Adam in Maine joins us. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I'm on my way down to New Haven, Connecticut, and just wanted to get your thoughts on where we should go eat pizza. I know that you guys had covered it before, but I couldn't remember who won the blind taste test.
Well, I would suggest Sally's. I think Sally's is... Yeah. Okay, first of all, you're not going to go wrong. You can do modern pizza.
Mm-hmm.
There can be Pepe's. There could be Sally's. It's really what kind of... I like a thin crust pizza. And I don't like that Neapolitan. I don't like thick crust. I don't like Chicago-style pizza. I like it thin and crisp, little burnt on it. And I thought Sally's was spectacular. Yeah, Paul.
There's a new place, Dan, we've tried called Zanelli's,
yeah.
Which is right there on Worcester Street.
It's
New Haven.
Right across from Pepe's.
Yep, and the good thing is they have other options in case, weirdly, someone
do
does not like pizza.
A couple of pasta dishes that I've eaten there.
Yeah. Great street.
Seton, you got one?
Yeah, I'm a big modern
okay.
guy. I like modern a lot, but you really can't go wrong with Pepe's, Sally's, even the other place you guys just mentioned. They're all pretty great.
But if you're going there now, I mean, it gets crowded.
It's get ready to wait in line.
Yeah. Marv, you got a favorite?
Yeah, I'm going to go with modern.
Okay.
Modern's my favorite.
Yeah. Todd, what about you?
I like Slice Works in Glastonbury. But okay, if I had to pick your area, I would go Sally's. Is it Sally's A Pizza? Sally's.
Thank you, Todd. Couldn't we have just said that? He's
said
not
that.
Going to Glastonbury.
It's a shame because they got really good pizza.
I like Sbarro at JFK Airport.
Underappreciated Glastonbury.
Oh, I didn't know you could do airport one. Sbarro for sure.
I got one more hour, I think.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.